It's looking better for Republicans 3 weeks before Election Day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We can win from Rhode Island to California to Oregon to Washington to Iowa.
A confident GOP House leader, Kevin McCarthy, has new Fox News power rankings just out, up the projection for Republicans to win control of the House. 232 seats to Democrats, 203. That's if both parties split. The 33 races seen as too close to call. If the GOP won them all, Republicans would have 248 seats. Democrats would have to win almost all those races to keep the majority. Now, in the Senate, the Fox News power rankings project the GOP to win 49 seats and Democrats 47, with four races toss-ups.
Senate control, of course, comes down to the results now in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, where it's still anyone's game. Republicans need 51 to take the majority. Democrats just 50, since the vice president serves as the tie-breaking vote.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Inflation remains the top issue for most voters. And President Biden is expected this week to announce the release of more oil, hoping to lower prices.
Bloomberg is reporting that the administration is inching closer to releasing 10 to 15 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserves. The White House could also be announcing this week how it plans to refresh the stockpile, considering it's been the lowest it's been in nearly four decades.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And while we're warned it'll cost us more to heat our homes this winter, could be a lot tougher in Ukraine. Russia bombed more of its power grid today, hitting several cities, including Kyiv, where at least two people were killed.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky says the Russian attacks have destroyed nearly one-third of Ukraine's power stations. This comes as temperatures continue to fall ahead of what could be a brutal winter.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. On Wall Street, a second straight surge. The Dow's up 539 points on top of yesterday's 550. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Now back to Wall Street, where the Dow is up 557 points. The NASDAQ surge is 212 points. The S&P 500 is gaining 70. We mentioned oil earlier and the potential release of more from the Strategic Reserve. Well, the price today is down another dollar to around $84 a barrel. Gas is down more than a penny today. The price for regular has lost a nickel in the last week, but it is still 20 cents more than a month ago. Diesel has surged up 34 cents in the past month. Now a car that doesn't need gas, and few of us could ever afford it.
The price tag for the Cadillac Celestiq electric ultra-luxury car starts at more than $300,000. That's more than twice the cost of the current top model, the Cadillac Escalade V SUV. One reason for the Celestiq's hefty price is the full-size four-door sedan will be hand-built to exact specifications of each customer, so no two will be alike. And with all that personalization, Cadillac only expects to complete about two per day. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Now, someone about to inherit a lot of money in Illinois might be able to buy one.
Little is known about Joseph Richard Stankak of Chicago, but he was worth a lot of money. And the Illinois State Treasurer's Office is returning all of it. Unclaimed property, forgotten bank accounts, unpaid life insurance benefits, safe deposit boxes, and other items, totaling $11 million. to his family. Almost 6 years after Stankak's death, at the age of 87, a fortune that we're told will go to 119 heirs across the U.S. and Europe. Prior to Stankak, the Treasury's office says the highest paid unclaimed property claim in Illinois was $8.1 million.
That's Jeff Manasso. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.